I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. On today's program, we're going to be exploring the hidden influence of the Native American culture on rock and roll. Yes, Native American music has had a surprisingly big and interesting influence on American rock and roll. I did a special on Levon Helm and Robbie Robertson. And one of the things I discovered about Robbie Robertson, which I had not previously known, was that he had a heritage of the Mohawk tribe, of a Native American Mohawk Indian tribe. And along with his other accomplishments, which included not only the lead songwriter for the band and all the songs that the band recorded, but Robbie Robertson also collaborated with Martin Scorsese on a lot of film soundtracks. And then I discovered that he released an album in 1994 called Music for the Native Americans. And I became very intrigued. I've been listening to this music, and I really enjoyed it. So I thought I'd feature more music today that has that kind of influence of the Native Americans. And I want to start the program off again with a music that Robbie Robertson did in 1994. It's Robbie Robertson on vocals and lead guitar, and he's playing with a band called the Red Road Ensemble. We're going to hear three tracks from this CD. The first one features a singer, a Native American singer named Ulali. So Ulali and Robbie Robertson are singing the lead. And then we'll hear another song called Ghost Dance, which is based on more traditional Indian chants. And then we're going to hear a song which is more in the Western pop vein. If you recognize Robbie Robertson's songwriting, you'll hear it in the song. It's called It Is a Good Day to Die. This is Robbie Robertson, Music for the Native Americans.
Hokkaido, Tahoe, Tahoe. the sun. For the return of the buffalo and for a better day to come.
You can kill my body, you can damn my soul, not believing in your God and some world down below. You don't stand a chance against my prayers. You don't stand a chance against my love. Your law, the gold standard. The old law, the gold standard. We shall live again. We shall live again. My sister above, but she has red paint. She died of wounded knee, like a Latter-day Saint. You got the big drum in the distance, the blackbirds in the sky. That's a sound that you hear when the buffalo cry. But you don't stand a chance against my prayers. You don't stand a chance against my love. The outlaw, the ghost stands. The outlaw, the ghost stands. We shall live again. We shall live again. We shall live again. Crazy Horse was a mystic.
Yeah.
He knew the secret of the trance. And Sitting Bull, the great apostle of the ghost dance. Come on, Comanche. Come on, Blackfoot. Come on, Shoshone. Come on, Shire.
Thank you. a good day to die.
It is a good day to die.
Oh, my children, dry your eyes.
It is a good day to die.
And he spoke of the days before the white man came, with his guns and whiskey. He told of a time long ago, before what you call history. The general couldn't believe his words, nor the look on his face. He knew these people would rather die than have to live in this disgrace. What a law have I broken?
From his Music for the Native Americans, released in 1994. An incredible marriage of rock and roll and Native rhythms, and paying tribute to his Mohawk heritage. And that's the theme for today's program, is how Native Americans and their music have been involved in rock and roll. You know Jimi Hendrix. I mean, you know, he's one of the legendary American rock and roll musicians of our generation. And I grew up listening to Jimi Hendrix music, and just you know, it's something I can just play it in my mind. It's such a part of my identity, and it's such a big part of our culture. So it's always surprising for me when I learn things that I didn't know at the time. And I bought a copy of Jimi Hendrix's second album, which was released in 1967, called Axis Bold as Love. And I'm actually sitting here looking at the cover of it. And it was beautiful. It's a double album that opens up. And when you open it up, it's like a full-size poster. And I used to have it up on the wall in my room. And it's a very cool, sexy Eastern Indian poster. It's actually a painting. It shows Jimi Hendrix in the center and Noel Redding and Mitch Mitchell on the sides. And they're pictured as various avatars of the Indian god Vishnu, with a bunch of cobras over their heads and, you know, the thousand arms and all that. It was a religious poster, and the image of Hendrix had been superimposed on top of it. So when it came out at the time, you know, in the 60s, the influence of Morocco and all the Middle Eastern things was strong. And I just assumed that, you know, well, Hendrix must be into that. But it turns out that he resented the album cover. And he said that it would have been much more appropriate if it had highlighted his American Indian heritage. In fact, the quote that he said was, quote, "You got it wrong. I'm not that kind of Indian." So it turns out that Jimi Hendrix's grandmother was Cherokee. And in New York City, there is a museum, the National Museum of the American Indian. There's one of the museums, it's a Smithsonian Museum in New York City. There's also one in Washington, D.C., and I've been to the one in Washington, D.C., and the artifacts are truly remarkable. But in 2013 in New York City, at the Museum of the American Indian, they had a display devoted to Jimi Hendrix. And they had, Hendrix had a very iconic patchwork leather coat. It was like, imagine Keanu Reeves in The Matrix, you know, that real long leather looking coat, except now imagine that it's all these different patchwork colors, very Indian looking. Well, that was part of the exhibition at the National Museum of American Indian in 2013. So, I didn't know that at the time, and now that I know that, it's interesting when I think about Hendrix and his roots and the music that he played, you kind of have to add that influence into it. So I thought we'd listen to one of the tracks from Axis Bold as Love, any excuse to play Hendrix, right? So from 1967, from Axis Bold as Love, this is Little Wing, Jimi Hendrix. Sad, she comes to me. Yeah, Jimi Hendrix, Lil Wayne. Doesn't Lil Wayne sound like the name of an Indian type of name? Jimi Hendrix paying tribute to his Cherokee roots. All right, so that was 1967. In 1969, one of my favorite singer-songwriter duos, Brewer and Shipley, released an album called Weeds. Mike Brewer and Tom Shipley, both born in the early 40s. And there was a song on this album, and I loved it, Witchy Tai Tai Kimowai. And I always thought, well, how unusual. What are those? Are those just nonsense syllables? And it turns out that it is an Indian, the Creek tribe. It's a peyote song. And it's just a beautiful rock and roll setting from the late 60s. So let's listen to Brewer and Shipley from 1969, Witchy Tai Tai, Witchy Tai Tai To, Brewer and Shipley.
Spring is breaking round my head, makes me feel glad that I'm not dead. Witchy tai tai kimowa, woranika woranika, henne henne noa. Witchy tai tai kimowa, woranika woranika, henne henne noa. Spirit spring is bringing around my head, makes me feel glad that I'm not dead. Witchy tai tai kimowa, woranika woranika, henne henne noa. Witchy tai tai kimowa, woranika woranika, henne henne noa. Spirit spring is bringing around my head, makes me feel glad that I'm not dead. Sing a water spirit spring is bringing around my head, makes me feel glad that I'm not dead. Witchy tai tai kimowa, woranika woranika, henne henne noa. Henne henne noa. Witchy tai tai kimowa, woranika woranika. Go ahead,
Brewer and Shipley from 1969, Wichitaitaito, which is a peyote song from the Creek tribe. I'm Kathy Geary. You're listening to Now and Then. And on today's program, we're exploring the Native American influence on rock and roll. So yes, Brewer and Shipley. Earlier we were listening to the Robbie Robertson Music for the Native Americans, and that's a fascinating recording. And he was collaborating with some other musicians, and on one of the tracks on Robbie Robertson's album, he was doing a duet with Rita Coolidge. I hadn't thought about her for a while, so I looked back into Rita Coolidge. She was born in 1945 in Lafayette, Tennessee, and she is a Cherokee Indian. And I knew her name because she had sung with so many different musicians. I was first introduced to Rita Coolidge from a Leon Russell album called Asylum Choir 2, which was also released in 1969, where Rita Coolidge is featured as a backup singer with Leon Russell. But she also sang for Joe Cocker, for Harry Chapin. She worked with Bob Dylan. She worked with Jimi Hendrix, Eric Clapton, Dave Mason, Graham Nash, Stephen Stills. She sang. She's a very talented musician. She did have a solo career and released a lot of her own recordings. But I thought it would be fun just to listen to that one track from the Asylum Choir 2, Leon Russell and Mark Benno. The track is called Intro to Rita, Leon Russell and Rita Coolidge.
Yeah.
How do you get East off the dinner? Because I didn't know what everybody's going to do. Mark said something making lasagna or something.
You better stop. Hey, which one of these do you like better?
That second one sounds like Straight Brother.
Yeah, that's what it is. But do you like this other? Which one of the feels do you like best?
Attached that second feel of that song.
I like the first one real well. I don't know.
Are you going to redo it?
Actually, we're cutting an intro. I mean, we're trying to figure out what to use for an intro, you know. Maybe we should just flip a coin.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's hear this one.
Which one is it?
It's this one.
Leon Russell. I love hearing Leon Russell and Rita Coolidge talking to each other in those broad southern accents from Asylum Choir 2. It's interesting, he played those two piano riffs, and the second one sounded very much like an Indian drum beat to me. Maybe that's just the ears that I'm listening through today. Rita Coolidge, fascinating woman. She married Kris Kristofferson. They were married from 1973 through 1980. They recorded a lot of duet albums together. She did a lot of solo albums. But the music that I wanted to play from Rita Coolidge today is from a band that she formed in 1997 called Walela. And Walela is a Cherokee word meaning hummingbird. Walela is three women, Rita Coolidge and her sister Priscilla, and Rita's daughter Laura Sutterfield. And they released an album in 2007 called Walela. And her friendship with Robbie Robertson apparently continued. Back at the Winter Olympics in 2002, Rita Coolidge and Robbie Robertson appeared together on a performance in the Winter Olympics. And like I said, she also recorded on Robertson's Music for the Native Americans. So let's listen to some of the Cherokee music that Rita Coolidge has recorded with her band Walela. I Have No Indian Name. That'll be the first song that we hear. This is Rita Coolidge.
My grandmother, did you ever let her know that you had a brown-skinned daughter and chose to let her go? Did she drown in dirty water? Was she broken by the snow? When the Jesus people caught her like a little crippled crow, I have no idea, no, I just the color or the blood inside my veins. I have no Indian name. I have no Indian name. My tears smoke the fire as I stand inside the rain. I'm
Rita Coolidge, Walela, from their 2007 album, I Have No Indian Name, Wash Your Spirit Clean, and then we just heard a track called Whippoorwill. Rita Coolidge is Cherokee, and Walela means hummingbird. I'm Kathy Geary, you've been listening to Now and Then. I thought we'd finish up our program today with one more song. This one is with Rita Coolidge and Robbie Robertson together, recorded in 1994. This is called Cherokee Morning Song. Rita Coolidge and Robbie Robertson.
When they are home, when they are home, when they are, when they are. Ho, 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 hey, oh, hey, oh, ya, ya, ya. When they are home, when they are home, when they are, when they are, when they are.
That was Rita Coolidge and Robbie Robertson, Cherokee Morning Song. I'm Kathy Geary. You've been listening to Now and Then. Today's program, exploring the influence of Native American music on rock and roll. I hope you enjoyed the music today, and once again, thank you so much for listening.